Wrestling is one of the oldest forms of hand-to-hand combat known to humanity. Long before organized sports existed, people used wrestling to test strength, settle disputes, and prepare for battle. Today it remains a cornerstone of grappling and forms the foundation of many mixed martial arts fighters who dominate the cage. But how does wrestling hold up when the mats disappear and the stakes become real? In this installment of our martial arts series, we examine wrestling through the lens of practical self-defense. We trace its long history, break down its guiding principles, highlight its signature techniques, and then place it within our ranking of the 11 arts. For preppers and survivalists focused on being fully prepared, understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each discipline is essential. Wrestling offers unmatched control over an opponent, and it carries specific risks when applied outside the ring. Let us separate the myths from the facts and determine where wrestling truly belongs in your personal defense toolkit. The origins and evolution of wrestling. Wrestling stands as one of the oldest combat sports in human history. Cave paintings in France dating back roughly 15,000 years depict figures locked in grappling holds, suggesting that people have practiced these skills since the dawn of civilization. Ancient carvings from Mesopotamia and Egypt show wrestlers using techniques that competitors would still recognize today. The tomb of Beni Hassan in Egypt contains hundreds of images illustrating wrestling moves, proving the sport was already highly developed thousands of years ago. The ancient Greeks elevated wrestling to a prized art. It became a central event in the original Olympic Games starting in 708 BC, and it was also a key part of Pancration, a brutal blend of wrestling and striking. Greek soldiers trained in wrestling to prepare for the physical demands of war. This deep connection between wrestling and combat readiness has echoed through the centuries. As civilizations spread and mixed, wrestling developed into many regional styles. Nearly every culture created its own version. Turkey produced oil wrestling, Mongolia developed its own throwing-focused traditions, and Iran built a strong national wrestling identity. In more recent times, wrestling organized itself into several major forms. Greco-Roman wrestling forbids attacks below the waist and emphasizes upper body throws and control. Freestyle wrestling allows the use of legs for both attack and defense, making it faster and more dynamic. Folkstyle wrestling, popular in American schools and colleges, rewards control and riding time on the ground. Another important branch is catch wrestling, which emerged from carnival and circus performances in the late 1800s. Catch wrestlers added submission holds to their arsenal, blending pins with joint locks and chokes. This style heavily influenced modern grappling and eventually shaped submission wrestling and parts of mixed martial arts. Keep catch wrestling in mind. It is the answer to wrestling's single greatest limitation, and it has been sitting there for over a century. Through all of these transformations, wrestling has remained a foundational grappling art. It teaches the core skills of taking an opponent down and controlling them, principles that translate across nearly every combat sport. When two people struggle for control, the person with superior grappling skill usually wins. Core principles and philosophy. At its heart, wrestling is about control. A skilled wrestler seeks to dominate an opponent's body, dictating where the fight happens and what the opponent can and cannot do. This focus on control sets wrestling apart from arts that rely mainly on striking. Instead of trading blows, a wrestler closes the distance, secures a grip, and imposes their will through position and pressure. Leverage and positioning. Leverage is the engine that drives wrestling. A smaller wrestler can move a much larger opponent by using proper angles and body mechanics. Rather than meeting force with force, wrestlers redirect and multiply their strength through hip placement, weight distribution, and timing. Positioning is equally vital. Wrestlers constantly fight for the dominant angle, aiming to get behind or on top of an opponent where they hold the advantage. Balance and body control. Superior balance is a hallmark of great wrestlers. They stay grounded and difficult to move while working to break their opponent's stability. A wrestler who can keep their own base solid while off-balancing an opponent can take that person down almost at will. This constant battle for balance requires exceptional awareness of one's own body and the opponent's movements. Relentless pressure and mindset. Perhaps the most defining feature of wrestling is relentless pressure. Wrestlers are trained to push forward, to never stop working, and to grind their opponents down both physically and mentally. This creates a distinct wrestling mindset built on toughness and persistence. Practice sessions are notoriously grueling, demanding intense conditioning that builds cardiovascular endurance, explosive power, and raw grit. The mental side is just as important. Wrestlers learn to endure discomfort, fight through exhaustion, and keep composure when losing a position. This mental toughness carries far beyond the mat. When someone attacks, the ability to stay calm, keep pushing, and impose control can make the difference between escaping and becoming a victim. Wrestling forges exactly this kind of resilience, and it forges it in every single practice, against a live opponent, without exception. Signature techniques and skills. Wrestling offers a deep arsenal of techniques focused on taking an opponent down and keeping them controlled. These moves have been refined over thousands of years and remain some of the most reliable ways to dominate a physical struggle. Takedowns. Takedowns are the signature skill of wrestling. The single leg takedown involves shooting in to grab one of the opponent's legs and driving them to the ground. The double leg takedown targets both legs at once, using an explosive drive to lift or trip the opponent down. These techniques allow a wrestler to close distance quickly and put an attacker on the ground where they lose much of their power. Throws, especially in Greco-Roman style, let a wrestler use upper body control to slam an opponent to the mat with force. Defense and clinch control. Just as important as attacking is defending against takedowns. The sprawl is the primary defense, where a wrestler kicks their legs back and drops their weight to stop an opponent's leg attack. Strong takedown defense means a wrestler can stay on his feet when he chooses. Read that sentence again, because it is the most valuable idea in this article. Takedown defense is not a grappling skill. It is the skill that preserves every other skill you have. A striker who cannot be taken down gets to keep striking. Clinch control is another key area. By tying up an opponent's arms and head, a wrestler can neutralize strikes, control movement, and set up takedowns from close range. Pins, escapes, and scrambles. Once the fight hits the ground, wrestlers excel at holding an opponent down. Pins involve pressing an opponent's back to the mat using body weight and pressure, effectively immobilizing them. Escapes allow a wrestler to slip out of bad positions and return to a neutral or dominant spot. Scrambles are the fast, chaotic exchanges that happen when both people fight for position. Elite wrestlers thrive in these moments, using speed and instinct to come out on top. The skills that truly distinguish wrestlers are explosive speed, precise timing, and relentless conditioning. A wrestler can change levels and shoot for a takedown in a fraction of a second, catching an opponent off guard. Real-world self-defense effectiveness. Wrestling brings enormous strengths to a self-defense situation. The greatest advantage is control. In most violent encounters, one person tries to overpower another, and wrestling is built precisely for winning that struggle. A trained wrestler can close distance, take an attacker down, and control them on the ground. This ability to dictate range and position gives the defender the power to decide how the confrontation unfolds. Wrestlers also possess exceptional balance, meaning they are hard to knock down, and their conditioning allows them to keep fighting when others tire. Takedown defense is the most underrated skill in this entire series. Many attackers instinctively try to tackle or grab their victims, because that is what untrained people do. A wrestler stays upright, sprawls, and never visits the ground he did not choose. The relentless pressure and mental toughness that wrestling builds also help a defender stay composed. There is no wrestler anywhere who has not been physically dominated by a stronger person and kept working anyway. That experience is not available in a classroom. The limitations. Wrestling has clear weaknesses in a self-defense context, and they cluster around a single word. Finishing. It contains no striking. A wrestler cannot punch to create distance or end a fight quickly. It also lacks submissions like chokes or joint locks, so a wrestler can control an attacker completely and still have no way to make him stop. He can hold you down until help arrives, or until he gets tired, and one of those things happens sooner than the other. The biggest danger is the ground itself. Taking a fight to the pavement risks serious injury from the hard surface, to both people, and going to the ground is extremely dangerous when facing multiple attackers. A wrestler tied up with one assailant becomes a target for the rest. Weapons add another layer of risk, since being locked in a grapple leaves little room to defend against a knife, where wrestling ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, wrestling ranks fourth. It may be the most underrated skill on this list. It is certainly the one that most changes the outcome of a fight between two people who both think they know what they are doing. Against Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu sits one place above wrestling, and the gap is narrow enough to argue about in good faith. We expect readers to argue about it. Wrestling determines whether a fight goes to the ground. Jiu-Jitsu determines who wins once it does. If you can stop every takedown attempt and initiate your own, you control the entire shape of the encounter before a single submission becomes relevant. There is a real case that this makes wrestling the more valuable skill, and every honest grappler has heard it made well. Jiu-Jitsu takes the higher spot because it can end things. A wrestler pins an attacker and then faces a question with no good answer. What now? He can hold the position, and holding costs him energy the attacker also has. He can let go, and letting go returns the attacker to his feet. A choke resolves that question in 8 seconds without breaking anything. Note that catch wrestling closed this gap over 100 years ago by adding submissions. Modern sport wrestling simply chose not to keep them. Against boxing. Boxing sits one place below wrestling, and the matchup explains the ranking better than any argument we can make in the abstract. A boxer's entire game depends on choosing the distance. Wrestling exists to take that choice away from him. A wrestler who wants to close will close, and once he has your hips, the finest hands in martial arts are attached to a person who is now on his back. The boxer's chance comes on the entry. He gets one clean shot at a man dropping levels, and if he lands it, the encounter is over. It is a real chance. It is not one to bet your safety on, and it disappears entirely if the wrestler shoots from a position the boxer did not see coming. Wrestling gets the higher spot because controlling where a fight happens beats being excellent in one place. What boxing has that wrestling never will is the ability to hurt somebody from arm's length and then walk away. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and it addresses two things wrestling cannot. Weapons and multiple attackers. On both counts, wrestling's instincts are actively wrong. A wrestler's trained reflex is to close distance and grapple, which is the last thing you want to do with a man holding a knife or a man whose friends are watching. What wrestling has that many Krav Maga schools do not is a training model that cannot be faked. Every wrestling practice is live. There is no version of wrestling where a compliant partner falls down for you. A Krav Maga student may know the correct response to a bear hug. A wrestler has been in 10,000 of them, and lost most of the early ones, and learned something each time. If Krav Maga supplies the right plan, wrestling supplies the body that can carry one out. The verdict. Wrestling is one of the most effective foundations a person can build for self-defense. It excels at controlling a single attacker and dictating where the fight takes place, and the conditioning and mental toughness it builds are genuinely exceptional. Fourth place reflects a single missing piece. Wrestling can win the entire fight and still not be able to end it. For the fully prepared survivalist, wrestling is best combined with striking skills, a submission or two, and clear awareness of the dangers of going to the ground. On its own, it is powerful. Paired with other tools, it becomes formidable. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Wrestling gives you the power to decide whether the fight goes to the ground at all. What it does not give you is the strikes and submissions to finish what you started. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. Wrestling makes this case better than any other art here, and the evidence is not subtle. Look at who wins in mixed competition. Wrestlers, over and over, not because wrestling is the best art but because wrestling lets you choose which art the fight becomes. Add a striker's hands to a wrestler's takedown defense and he fights standing all night. Add a grappler's submissions to a wrestler's top control and nobody gets up. We do not rank mixed martial arts, because ranking it against wrestling would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good vice. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Wrestling remains one of the most battle-tested combat arts in human history for good reason. Its focus on control, leverage, and relentless pressure gives a defender real power in a physical struggle. The toughness it builds is just as valuable as the techniques themselves, and the training is honest in a way that flatters nobody. Still, no single art covers every threat. Wrestling lacks striking and submissions, and going to the ground carries real danger against multiple attackers or weapons. The smart approach is to treat wrestling as a strong foundation and add complementary skills. For the survivalist committed to being fully prepared, wrestling deserves a place in your training. Build the base, know its limits, and round out your defenses for the real world.